Into the barn! Katie yelled at the slaves, and without hesitation she ran at the horsemen, screeching, Get on, ye dirty devils! Shots rang out, and both Katie and Fergus fell.
Hell! You shot a white woman! One of the men swore.
It was the last thing he said. Other guns blazed in the moonlight, and all three men fell, their horses jumping away only to stop and mill in confusion not far away.
Make sure they are all dead.
Alex did not recognize her own voice, but she had no reason to give the order in any case.
Porrick had his own vengeance in mind.
As he came up to the men, one of them moved, and Porrick shot him point blank. Then he knelt beside Katie and touched her face as the last of life seeped from her body and from their unborn child in a bloody river that was black in the ghost light of the moon.
Sweet Jesus.
It was Samson's voice in a long whisper of pain, and then the two slave women were weeping, but Porrick made no sound. Alex knew before she touched her that Katie was dead, and she wanted to crawl into a hole and grieve without ceasing, but the habit of protecting Wild Swan and everyone on it was too deeply ingrained.
The slave catchers are to blame, Alex said flatly. We will get you away as soon as we can. In the meantime, you are safe here, I promise it.
The older woman spoke softly, her dark face weeping without tears.
Never did I expect no white woman be dying for my family. I prays to the Lord for her for all the rest of my days.